The Wabash Valley Youth Symphony's winter concert is Sunday evening at 7 at Rohrman Auditorium at Jefferson High School. Music director David Glover and the evening's two featured soloists recently visited WBAA to talk about the program. This concert is not only a concert, but you also get to showcase some of your young musicians who entered your annual competition this year.
Yes, that's correct. We've got a concerto competition that we hold every fall, and we usually have two winners. And this year we've got two wonderful soloists. One is a singer, one is a pianist.
Is this the first time you've had a singer in the mix there?
Yes, this is the first time. Because usually people perform solo what they play in the orchestra. Mm-hmm. And this time, actually, we have two people who are going to be soloing on instruments different than they play in the orchestra.
Have you had singers before that did compete in this particular?
No, this was the first year, actually, that we had any singers.
Okay. So the program begins with something by a 20th century composer.
Yes, this is a 20th century Polish composer named Kilar. He's actually still alive. And I believe he'll be writing a piece for the Indianapolis Symphony for next season. So he's got a little local connection. And this piece is really about nature. It's about an area of Poland in the southern part, right on the Czech border. And you hear all these rushing sounds like water. It's sort of a little stream that becomes bigger and bigger as it goes down the mountain. That's the general gist of the piece.
So sort of a 21st century Moldau then, is that it?
Yeah, you could see it a little bit that way.
Okay. And then you spotlight the first of your soloists for the evening, and that is soprano Elisa Germond. First of all, when did you start studying voice?
Well, I started studying voice when I was 10 years old with Barbara Ann Martin from the Music Institute of Chicago, and I am a lyric soprano.
Tell us about how you got into this competition, because you're the first one.
Yes, well, I actually auditioned for Keller, and Carol Letcher accompanied me, and then she said she would ask the conductor if we could have some vocalists audition for it. Mm-hmm. So he said yes, and it was very exciting because I've never really sung with a orchestra before. So,
so
it was great news. Yes.
Uh-huh. These two pieces you're doing are pretty high in the register. How did you pick them?
Well, I saw them on YouTube. I love just listening to all kinds of music, especially from Renee Fleming and several other voice singers that I love, and just randomly picking pieces and going through them with my teacher and just finding the best one for my voice.
Now, these are opera roles. These are not just pretty songs. So you not only are singing in French here, but you have to portray a character.
Oh, yes.
So how do you prepare not only to sing in a language that's not your own, but also to get into that character?
Well, with the character, I usually go online and do research and figure out the words, what they mean, the French words into English. And then I study the characters online by reading the background of the opera and the background of the character. And then my voice teacher helps me with all of the different languages.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of research.
Oh, yes.
So give us an idea of each of those selections, starting with the one by Donizetti that you're going to be singing.
Well, the one with Donizetti is Chacun le sait, and that is the character Marie, and she is adopted by this regiment, French regiment, and she is kind of like their mascot, basically, and they raised her since she was a little girl, and she's fallen in love. She's trying to tell the regiment about her love and hoping they will accept him, and she sings this aria. And then the Je veux vivre is from Romeo and Juliet. And it's basically when Juliet and Romeo meet in the ball for the first time. And so she's very excited about that.
Okay. And that's from the opera Romeo and Juliet by Charles Gounod. And that's a very famous display opera for sopranos. And it's a lot of fun to listen to, too. Mm-hmm. So do you tend to pursue singing then and after?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Singing and also acting.
Okay. Great. Going on with the program, music by Moisés Mazursky and a famous orchestral piece.
Yes, right? Yes, Night on Bald Mountain, very famous orchestra showpiece, which is a lot of fun for everyone in the orchestra to play.
Back from intermission then, we get to spotlight your second soloist for the evening and concerto winner, and that is Isabel Lee. Tell us about who you study with and how long you've been playing.
I've been playing since four. And I started out with Janet Hem, but then I think when I was 10 or 11, she decided to switch me to Mary Heller. So I've been studying with her ever since.
And how long have you been working on this Schumann?
Since January,
okay.
I think.
So first movement of the piano concerto in A minor by Robert Schumann. I know you start right off with a bang in that particular work, right? She gets one of the first
notes. The big chord, and then she's got...
Yeah. What are some of the challenges in this first movement for you?
All the fast parts, and since my hands are kind of small, like all the chords are kind of difficult to like make every single one, but...
Quite a reach for you then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, and it's pretty lyrical in places, and it's also pretty powerful. So a little bit of everything for you to handle in that first movement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like most Schumann, it goes back and forth from more emotional characters to more lyrical characters.
Uh-huh. And what about the orchestra in that? That's also a pretty meaty thing for the orchestra to take care of as far as accompanying Isabelle.
Yeah, it's probably the biggest challenge is following all the tempo changes because... Being a romantic piece, there's lots of nuance in terms of what Isabelle does. So the orchestra really has to be alert in terms of being able to follow the soloist.
And then the evening ends with the Hofner Symphony, the Symphony No. 35 by Mozart.
Yes, it's a fun piece, but it's also challenging. It's a lot of fast music in there, mm-hmm. and it's a good challenge for the orchestra, and I think it should be a good way to close the evening.
Music director of the Wabash Valley Youth Symphony, David Glover, soprano Elisa Germond, and pianist Isabelle Lee, with a preview of Sunday evening's Wabash Valley Youth Symphony concert at Jefferson High School's Rohrman Auditorium. More information is available at the orchestra's website, wvys.org.